Chapter 12, Letting Go. I sat in my room looking out the window, watching kids playing on the beach like Jeremiah and I used to when we were little. Back then, even when Conrad and Stephen said that he could play with them, Jeremiah would choose me. Suddenly, someone knocked on the door. Taylor, I still need to be by myself, I called. But it wasn't Taylor. It was Conrad. And he looked terrible. There was a purple mark on his cheek. What happened? I said, running over to him. Did you guys get into a fight? He shook his head. You shouldn't be in here, I said.
I know. I just need to say something to you.
You've said enough, I told him, turning away. Just go.
Do you remember infinity? He asked.
Slowly, I turned around.
What about it?
Here, he said, throwing something toward me. I reached out and caught it. A silver necklace. It looked older, but I recognized it immediately. The infinity necklace. I didn't say anything.
I bought it for your 16th birthday, he said.
He looked both hurt and angry. My 16th birthday was the last summer that we had all been together at the beach house when Susanna was still alive. But he hadn't given me the necklace then. I'd found it a year later in his room in college when Jeremiah and I went looking for him. I knew that it was for me because of the infinity sign, so I had kept it. But after Conrad had seen Jeremiah and I kissing in the car, he took the necklace back. Hearing him tell me now that he bought it for my 16th birthday touched my heart.
I'm sorry, I said, pressing the necklace into his hand.
He held it out again.
It belongs to you. I was too afraid to give it to you then. I can't keep it.
I nodded. This time, I took the necklace from him.
I'm sorry for messing everything up, for hurting you again. I don't want to do that anymore. So, I'm not going to stay for the wedding. I won't see you again, probably not for a long time. Jeremiah is the one who needs you.
I could feel tears coming and tried to stop them. Then he came up and kissed me on the head. Before he stepped away, I closed my eyes, trying to make the memory of this moment last forever. I wanted to remember him just as he was, his arms brown against his white shirt, the purple mark on his cheek. Then he was gone. For that moment, the thought that I might never see him again was worse than death. I wanted to run after him and ask him always to be near me. I had always believed that our history and this house would keep us together, but now it felt like I'd never see him again. I had finally had to choose, and so had he. He had let me go, and I was relieved. What I wasn't expecting was how unhappy I felt. A memory of Conrad came back to me, stronger than ever before. It was February 14th, Valentine's Day, when I was 16 and he was 18. We were lying together on a blanket outside of my house, gazing up at the white moon and the ink-black sky. There were so many stars. It was really cold, but I didn't mind. I was happy. Conrad took my hand and used it to point at the stars, telling me the names of each one. I knew them already, but I loved listening to Conrad talk. Lying here, looking up at the stars, makes me feel that the world is so wide, so huge, so infinite, I told him.
I knew that you'd understand, he said.
I smiled. His face was close to mine, and I could feel the heat from his body. If I turned my head, we would be kissing, but being close to him was enough.
Sometimes I think that I'll never trust another girl like I trust you, he said.
I looked over at him, surprised. He was still gazing up at the sky. We lay there together on that cold February night, not knowing what was ahead of us. Conrad didn't give me flowers for Valentine's Day. He gave me the moon and the stars. He gave me infinity. A short while after Conrad had gone, there was another knock on the door, and Jeremiah came in. I had put on my wedding dress and was sitting on the bed. He sat down next to me.
Is it bad luck for us to see each other before the wedding? He asked.
I felt relieved. So there is going to be a wedding?
Well, I'm dressed, and so are you, he said.
Where did you go?
I asked him. I needed some time to think. I'm ready now. But his voice sounded strange.
Can't we at least talk about what happened? I said. I didn't even know if you'd come back.
I don't want to talk about it or think about it again, he said coldly. I'm here, aren't I? Like always?
Then he leaned forward to kiss me, but I pushed him away. He stood up and started walking around the room.
I want all of you, but you're still holding back from me, he said. Be honest. I'll never be first with you, will I?
You are first, I said. Jeremiah shook his head.
No. It will always be Conrad.
He hit the wall with his hand.
I thought that I could do this, but I can't.
What do you mean? You can't marry me? I didn't understand and started talking fast. Okay, maybe you're right. We won't get married today. We'll wait. We'll get an apartment. There was silence. Jeremiah, what is it?
Look at me and tell me that you don't still love Conrad.
Jeremiah, I love you.
That's not what I'm asking. I know that you love me, but do you love him, too?
I wanted to tell him no, but the words wouldn't come out.
Yes, I said, finally. He took a deep breath, and we stared at each other for a long moment before he bent his head.
I think that I'll always love him a little bit, I said, but he's not the one that I choose. I choose you, Jeremiah. His head was still bent. I wanted him to look at me, to believe me just one more time. But he lifted his head and said,
That's not enough. I don't just want a part of you. I want all of you.
My eyes filled with tears. He walked to the table and picked up my letter from Susanna.
You haven't read yours yet, have you? I got one too. Except it was actually for Conrad, because my mom got confused with the envelopes. She said in her letter that she only saw Conrad in love once, and that was with you. I won't be the reason that you don't go to him.
I've already let him go, I whispered.
No, you haven't. And the worst part is that I knew you hadn't when I asked you to marry me, he said. But you can't count on Conrad. He'll disappoint you because that's who he is.
I reached up to touch Jeremiah's face, and he didn't push my hand away, which made me thankful. Despite his anger, he was still the Jeremiah that I'd always known.
I still love you, he said, and I knew that he would still marry me if I wanted him to.
There are some big moments where life can go in one of two directions, and I felt sure that this moment was huge. Jeremiah and I didn't get married that day. It wasn't right for either of us. Perhaps our hurry to get married was because we were both trying to show something to the other, or maybe even to ourselves. We truly did love each other. We just weren't meant to be.